Minisode 25 of Futures Radio Show, sponsored by CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse futures and options exchange. CME Group's markets help individuals and businesses around the world effectively manage risk. For access to free educational tools and resources for the active individual trader, please visit activetrader.cmegroup.com.
Every day, traders and investors dive in to tackle the ever-changing markets to find opportunity. Futures Radio Show is your number one source for answers to the questions that all market participants want to ask. Veteran futures trader Anthony Crudele sits down with the most influential leaders and top traders in the industry. Now, here's your host, Anthony Crudele.
Hey everyone, before I begin today, I want to thank our sponsors. CME Group, Trading Technologies, Top Step Trader, and RJO Futures. Now today I spoke with Fernando Rodriguez, General Manager of TELUS Labs. TELUS Labs was the FIA Futures Industry Association 2017 Innovator of the Year. Today Fernando told us how TELUS Labs is using satellite analytics and machine learning to build models that can monitor environmental systems on the planet. He discusses how they are reinventing supply-side information for ags, and he gives us some reasons why we've been seeing declining prices in grains and oilseeds. Finally, Fernando tells us that in the next few years, the conversation in ags will be about the technological innovation. As usual, thank you all for listening, and please enjoy this episode. Fernando, welcome to the show.
Anthony, very good to be here.
It's great to have you here, Fernando. Now, you guys at TELUS Labs were the winner of the 2017 Innovator of the Year Award at FIA Chicago. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's great to be there.
Yeah, it was really an awesome show this year at FIA Chicago. A lot of things to be talked about. Obviously, a lot of people were talking about cryptocurrencies, but then you guys stole the show in a lot of ways because what you guys are doing to reinvent the ag space. So let's start off today by talking about what you guys are doing at TELUS Labs.
Sure. So Anthony, we're a satellite analytics and machine learning company. And so we are taking imagery from satellites that have been orbiting the globe for the past 15 years, combining it with weather information and using all of that data to build models that can monitor environmental systems on the planet. And so, you know, agriculture is really where the rubber hits the road for us, where we're incredibly focused on building models that not only show how healthy a given crop is, not just in the U.S., but around the globe, but also that we can forecast the yield, so the kind of the production that our country's acreage is producing. So in the world of corn and soy, and we share that with, you know, we share that through our kernel software product with commodities funds, global agribusinesses, poultry and livestock producers, you know, large consumer companies that have exposure to the commodity. Really folks kind of throughout the agriculture marketplace who care about the supply side of these critical crops for the global economy.
Yeah, so very important, not just to traders and markets, but to consumers, to people. It affects all of us.
That's right. Yeah, and I think that's something that we've been very heartened, I think, over the kind of the relatively short course of time that we've been a company is, you know, finding more and more use cases for what we're doing throughout the economy and society, I guess.
Now, one of the conversations that was being talked about at the show was how there's a lack of good supply side information in the ag world. Talk to us about how you're filling that void.
Sure. So yeah, so the story, you know, the supply side information in ags kind of starts with like the Farmer's Almanac, which for a while was kind of this prevailing technology and insight into how well we could forecast supply of these crops. So you know that was replaced in due course by kind of weather information. And so in fact, you know, a lot of the industry right now trades on weather only models. So, things that are taking into account precip or humidity and min and max temperature. And those are all very important things. But the reality is, that there's this just massive opportunity and kind of gap in the current tool set that folks use when they are trying to kind of forecast or kind of come to terms with how well our agricultural systems are. And that gap is just the imagery that we've been collecting for so long from these satellites. So, we have been, and it's unlike other commodities that might, play out underground or inside a factory or on a floor somewhere. We've been, the supply side of ags plays out in plain view all around the world. We've been taking pictures of it for years. And so there's just this, there's this massive opportunity to take that imagery and use kind of modern machine learning methods and distributed computing and all sorts of wonderful things that have become prevalent in the last several years to answer some questions in a way that they hadn't been answered before.
Yeah, it's very interesting to me. Now at the show, you guys were talking a lot about the U.S. market, but I have a lot of people come on this show talking about ags, and they say we're in a global market now. And that's what's affecting, not just prices here in the U.S., but prices globally. I hear a lot of talk about what South America, China, and their impacts on the ag markets. Do you guys cover any areas outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a good question. Actually, we are right now launching models and the kind of the South America version of our product to the world. So, we're to the global kind of agriculture space. The U.S. is really only a large player, but is definitely represents kind of less than half of the global balance sheet. Most of the balance sheet is made up for corn and soy. Most of it's made up in places like Brazil and Argentina and China. India certainly is also significant in that sense. And so really, if you want to be looking at the global picture of our our global food supply, you need to be looking at these other countries. And so, we are just now launching into South America, where we'd done some beta work before. And actually last year, we were very successful at forecasting Argentina soy in a kind of a pilot form. But this is really our full product that shows you imagery, forecasts, weather information, and brings together all the public data sources for how the Argentinian and Brazil crops are doing. And that you kind of need to, right? If you're trying to tell the story of why prices are behaving in a certain way or why trade flows are going a certain way, you need to be looking at all these countries, together. The U.S. will remain an important breadbasket, but it's certainly not the whole story.
No, absolutely. And like I mentioned, I've had several people come on this show and tell me that this is not my level of expertise. I trade, the S&P and bond market. But when I talk to ag traders, they're like, look, it's not just what's happening in the U.S. It is absolutely international now. I mean, I want to talk a little about pricing with you. Commodities such as wheat and corn, they've been really getting beat up in price. Why do you think that's been happening?
Gosh, so the caveat we'd put out there is that we're remote sensing scientists and we're very focused on the supply side of the kind of supply and demand equation here. So we're not really going to be able to model or have an uber educated view on New Mexican trade policy or something like that. What we can do is kind of watch how these crops are being grown from space and kind of track how the trends in technology are affecting them. And the story is pretty consistent globally, where we've gotten really good at growing grains and oilseeds. The seed technology keeps on improving, the infrastructure is steadily improving, and now the area that can be planted for some of these crops is expanding. So parts of the world that we wouldn't have dreamed of being able to grow soy, 5 years ago, are now kind of growing it at an incredible yield, and so that creates a pretty massive tailwind on the supply side. And as much as I certainly agree that there's some urgency to the kind of the longer term demand story of a growing global population or a growing middle class, leading to pretty significant demand, So far the supply growth has outstripped it. And so that'll put a downward pressure on price for the near future, maybe until we come up with something, until we come up with a great new demand story. That'll probably stay the case.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, but I want to pause and thank one of our sponsors, Trading Technologies. I started using TT in the year 2000, and I love it. It is by far the best trading platform I have ever used, and I've tried a lot of them. With TT, you can trade the global markets from virtually anywhere in the world. They are the world's fastest commercially available futures trading platform. I highly suggest you go try out TT, especially because you can try it for free. Just go to tryttnow.com and set up your account. Now, you guys are a young business. You've been in business since June of 2016. And really, I have to say, to be in business from June of 2016 and to win the Innovators Award at FIA, that's pretty cool. You guys have come a long way in a very short period of time, and you're already having a big impact on the ag industry. Talk to us about who your customers are and what you're learning from your customers.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate with our customer base this early in the story. It was really important to us when we set out to do this that we would have customers at the table with us as soon as possible. And so, really, the company was founded in 2016. Mark and David had been working on the technology for longer before then, but we raised money in January 17. And properly got the company started then, and by July had a fully deployed software product with the models in them, in the hands of a set of some real name brand, well recognized commodities funds and kind of global agribusinesses. And so these are folks who are not just trading the futures, but also some of the physical assets themselves, really with that kind of global mindset that you mentioned earlier. And so, our customer base, I think, right now it certainly includes folks that are speculating in the futures market. So those commodities funds or hedge funds with a commodities desk, but then also the research departments of these larger corporates that are either directly in ags or have exposure to ags. So one of the learnings for me has certainly been, these grains and oil seeds have just so much importance in the broader economy beyond just kind of ending up on our table or ending up at Stop and Shop or Whole Foods or you name it. A lot of this goes into the ethanol that powers our nation's power grid. A lot of it goes into livestock. A lot of it goes into high fructose corn syrup or vegetable oil. And so it ends up being. There are a lot of kind of large CPG companies that have huge exposure to the prices here. And so they're great customers for us too. As the use case gets slightly different for each one, we have to make sure that the science and the technology that we've kind of put together here is actually answering a real problem. And I think, one of the challenges with technology generally is that, there are a lot of really interesting solutions that are being built that if they don't have the customer at the table or if they don't have the actual practitioner kind of with a strong voice into, well, like, this is cool tech, but it's not necessarily answering my question. And so, one thing that's been super important for us early is giving them that voice so that they can say, these yield forecasts are good, but I'd like to see them split out into kind of what is your view on long-term trend versus what the imagery is doing versus what the weather information is doing. And so, we're not just giving them a number that comes out of a black box. We're giving them a story that they can kind of disagree with elements of, and so kind of adapt their view accordingly, or even kind of engage with us in a conversation. And so that's been awesome for us. It's been a huge learning exercise, and it's certainly been an important part of the story.
So you have a range of clients, and on Futures Radio Show, we have a range of listeners from independent traders to institutional traders, prop traders, farmers, elevators, all different people that are involved in futures and commodities. So the question I have, is this priced out for the little guy? Can the independent trader or the farmer, someone who's not going to spend a lot of money per month on getting information like this from you guys? Do you have different levels of services that are more affordable for the little guy? Because like we mentioned, this, what you're doing here is, it's important not only for the big guys, but it's important for everybody.
No, you know, Anthony, I think, you know, we wouldn't consider our job to be done until we have something valuable to say to folks across the kind of the spectrum. And so, you know, I think in the early story of the company, it's been easier to work with some of the larger clients, just because they will have, you know, they'll maybe have experience with this type of data before, or you know, the, right now we have a team of 13, and in order to do what we do with a small team, we, you know, we don't have a large customer support function. We have really David, the CEO, and I, who are interacting with our clients on a regular basis. And so, you know, that's just meant that the early focus has been on some of the larger players. But, you know, absolutely, when we take an approach to pricing or to access levels, we call them, to the software, you know, we think pretty hard about ways that we can get folks, even at a lower price point, access to elements of the software. And I should say now, you know, on our website, there's a free trial option for anyone, you know, across the spectrum, large company or small independent person, to kind of check out the software and interact with it yourself. And that is, you know, that's 2 weeks, you know, independent of what your ability to pay is. And so that, you know, that was partly created with the intent of trying to democratize some of this information and kind of broaden the tent.
Yeah, I love that about you guys, because you're not pricing out the little guy. And as we said at the beginning, this is so important, not just to traders. This is important to consumers. And, you know, we want to see the little guys have the same opportunities, you know, to get into some of this technology that you guys are doing, because you guys are obviously, like I said, breaking through and doing some really good things. Now, the egg space, go ahead.
Well, we see ourselves as the little guys to some extent. You know, we're when we got started, there were three of us, and you know, certainly folks that had background in the technology and background in the industry, but we want to also make sure that we are kind of keeping the innovation open to folks that can bring great things to the table.
With the technology that you are bringing to the industry, what do you think we'll be talking about in the ag markets in the next, let's say, 2 to 3 years?
That's a great question, Anthony. So, you know, I think to most market participants, not agriculture market participants, but folks kind of broader speaking, you know, agriculture is not thought of as particularly high tech or like at the vanguard of, you know, modern science or 21st century kind of genomics, or you name it. The reality is, you know, the folks that are in the industry right now pushing it forward are doing incredible things in the realm of you know, seed coding to new kind of planting practices, to precision farming, to folks like us who are using satellite imagery and machine learning to kind of bring a lot more clarity to the supply chain or to the kind of the global production story. And so, you know, there are just all sorts of neat ways in which technology is changing ag. And so I think, you know, in the next couple of years, we will be talking about ag as this awesome and fertile, to use maybe a pun, too much of a pun, but this incredible area of technological innovation in a way that right now, you know, that isn't necessarily the common story.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting to me. Like I mentioned earlier, I am not the one who focuses on trading these types of products, but it affects all of us. And that's why I do these shows. And I really love what you guys are doing. Can you give our listeners a website and some social media where they can go and learn more about TELUS Labs?
Absolutely. So our website is teluslabs.com. So that's TELUSLABS.com. The TELUS comes from the, I guess, the Latin word for earth. Though we often get people saying, oh, is it TELUSLabs.com? Which, you know, we're, as a young company, we're happy to go with either. It's TELUSLabs.com. We're on Twitter at TELUS Labs. We also have Facebook and LinkedIn and AngelList and all of the other platforms. And you know, through the website, there is a contact us form. And so, you know, please, if you have questions about how we do what we do, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. We're usually pretty good at responding to those.
Yeah, everybody, I highly recommend you check out what TELUS Labs is doing. They are really breaking through and doing some great things for the industry. Fernando, thank you again so much for coming on Futures Radio Show, and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to Futures Radio Show. If you have any questions or comments for myself or my guests, please visit futuresradioshow.com and sign up to be a premium member for free. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes.